I appreciate you addressing the subject and be willing to discuss it. One of the reasons why I wanted to include this study in our discussion is because it's the greatest concern of anything that I know that it would be taught by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, of one that I'm really concerned about, would have the biggest problem with. I recognize, again, I could misrepresent, and I don't want to do that. I hope you will correct me if there's something in this that I misrepresent. But I want to talk to you about the nature of God. And if we fail to understand the nature of God, we miss everything. Jesus said in John 17 and verse 3, and this is life eternal, they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Who is God? That is a great question. Over the years, people have created all kinds of gods. And their idolatry was characterized, you know, the reasoning. And again, reasoning is very much used by the prophets. And as we go back, there is a reasoned, principled way to find truth. And reasoning concerning idols. He talked about they don't do anything. They're just idols. And he goes on to say in verse 18, those who worship a false god, it says, they that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. We do not want to have a false concept of God. If we come up with a false God, a false human system, regardless of our sincerity or feelings or emotions or whatever you want to describe it, if we're in a false way, we're in trouble. Now let me tell you about knowing who God is. This is my big point of contention. I believe there has only been one God and ever will be in this universe. I do not believe there is more than one God or ever will be. As I go through Scripture, that is one of the most plain statements taught in Scripture. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Isaiah 45:5, I am the Lord and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. Isaiah 46 and verse 9, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. 1 Timothy 2, 5, for there is one God, and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. The God of the Bible has never changed, never went through eternal progression. My understanding, and we'll look at some of the quotes, is that the belief of some of the Mormon prophets and teachers was that our God was once a man and through eternal progression became God. And that it is possible today for those that would follow within the rigors of the temple marriage and other things that they could progress to be just like our God is today. I got a great problem with that. You end up with more than one God. Matter of fact, you end up with a multiplicity of gods. You end up with more gods than were on Mars Hill in Acts 17, if that's true. Again, I would want to see the truth of that. But from my standpoint of looking at the Bible, that shocks me. And I'm not trying to be dramatic. I'm not trying to put anybody down. But I'm just telling you, that is where I have the great problem. In Psalms 90 and verse 2, God says, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever that thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Now, how you go back everlasting, you go forward everlasting, there is no room for anything but God. No progression. He's perfect. Psalms 93 and verse 2, thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. There is one true God. And frankly, again, I see a different view of God in the Book of Mormon than in the Doctrine and Covenants in my reading. Some of these statements are mentioned in the Book of Mormon. For I know that God is not a partial God, neither a changeable being, but he is unchangeable from all eternity to all eternity. Mormon 9 and verse 9, for we do not read that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and in him there is no variableness, neither shadow of changing. Of course, the New Testament mentions that about Jesus Christ. There's no room for progression. He doesn't change. Never changed. And so again, from an outsider, I go, this doesn't make sense to me. God has never had a beginning. He will have no end. In Isaiah 43 and verse 10, it says, you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you shall know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed. Neither shall there be after me. That's the end. That's the end of discussion. Our God did not come from a previous world where there was a God and he was a man and he progressed. There was no God before him. There will be no God after him. Again, to me this is so plain. Isaiah 57:15, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabited eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, to revive the heart of the contrite ones." Notice here, he inhabits eternity. So again, I may not fully understand eternal progression. I admit that. And I would love to be corrected if I've misrepresented something. But as I have begun to read various sources, here's some of the things I read. It says, "We believe in a God who is himself progressive, whose majesty is intelligence, whose perfection consists in eternal advancement, a being who has attained his exalted state by a path which now his children are permitted to follow, and in glory it is his heritage to share. In spite of the opposition of the sects, in the face of direct charges of blasphemy, as the church proclaims the eternal truth, as man is, God once was. As God is, man may be." I'll have to admit, I can't accept that. It is just foundational to my understanding of God. Again, quoting from another Mormon writer, it says, "God is not a uniquely eternal being. All spirit is self-existent matter as eternal without beginning or end. Such matter called intelligence sometimes becomes organized into a spirit being through birth to celestial parents. Then that spirit is born through human parents on earth. Like all people, God took this course and eventually reached godhood. God would stop being God if intelligence stopped supporting him as God." And this was found in various sources there, a particular book, and another quote from this material. It says, "They believe that..." this is my statement. Is that my understanding that Mormonism would say that you can bear children in one day if you're in that exalted stage and one day can be a God and then you could populate earth from those spiritual children. And therefore there would be many gods. Brigham Young, quote from him, he says, "How many gods are there? I do not know. But there was never a time when there were not gods. And I say there's always been one God. Three beings within that one God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a triune God, but one God." And so as you begin, as I understand this system, that Jesus and Satan were brothers, and Jesus came to earth, Satan rebelled, if I understand the doctrine of eternal progression. I want to leave you with a thought here that has always concerned me. If my understanding of eternal progression is right, and I go to heaven, and then I'm in an exalted phase, and then I have spirit children, and then I become like God is today, I'm going to see some things that... Well, let me just read some quotations here. It says, "Each God, through his wives, raises up numerous family of sons and daughters. Indeed, there will be no end to the increase of his own children, for each father and mother will be in a condition to multiply forever and ever. As soon as each God has begotten many millions of male and female spirits, and his heavenly inheritance becomes too small to comfortably accommodate his great family, he, in connection with his sons, organizes a new world after similar order to the ones he now inhabits, which he sends forth the male and female spirits to inhabit tabernacles of fleshly bodies. Thus each God forms a world for the accommodation of his own sons and daughters who are sent forth in their times and seasons and generations to be born in the same. The inhabitants of each world are required to reverence, adore, and worship their own personal father who dwells in heaven whom they formerly inhabited." As I begin to look at Brigham Young and other quotes, is that these new worlds being populated are going to be a world with sin. They're going to be similar to our world. And one of the things that I would say, if I am in heaven and I have children in heaven and my children come to a world like this world, and I see them rebel, I see the vast majority of them be lost, that wouldn't be heaven to me. I cannot imagine a more terrible situation to look down over an earth and see my loved ones go through those things. Revelation 21:4 says, "And God shall wipe all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. The former things are passed away." I have many problems with the doctrine of eternal progression. I believe there is one God. I believe God is throughout all eternity. I do not believe that man can become God or God was ever man. I want to talk a little more in my next 5 minutes about the nature of God and some of the statements found by Joseph Smith in the Book of Mormon. I say this in a spirit of kindness. I raise some questions and am willing to be taught, but I do have great concerns about this particular doctrine.